All right, everybody, thanks for listening. I'm here in the studio with Trevor Hodgkins tonight.
Mm-hmm.
How's it going, Trevor?
It's good. It's nice to be in the studio. Normally, I'm on the dusty banks of the Rio Grande.
Right. We're here with Joseph Daly, and we're so thrilled to talk to him tonight. And for the upcoming concert, which is this Monday, March 26th, at Atkinson Recital Hall here on the NMSU campus. It'll be Joseph Daly in concert, and we'll talk a little bit more about that because we kind of not quite sure what's going on.
Well, because he does so much, and so I'm intrigued to find out what exactly he's going to be doing on Monday.
True.
Yeah, well, Monday will basically be with my trio. Okay. I'm bringing along, you know, myself. I'll be playing tuba, euphonium, piano, and my colleagues, Scott Robinson, will be playing the bass saxophone, tenor saxophone, and flutes. And I will be playing what they call the Native American drone flute, which is a flute that, you know, has three separate chambers that, and produces two drones at the same time. You're playing the melodic line. So I'll be playing the drone flute besides the tuba and the euphonium and some piano and some percussion instruments. And then the third member of the trio is the great Warren Smith. He's one of the great percussionists of all time, a legend in New York and a legend around the world. He was a founding member of the Oom Boom Ensemble along with Max Roach. He's an educator. He's an amazing performer. So he'll be playing timpani, vibraphone, marimba, and then of course the drum kit and gongs. That's the trio. So you can hear all those color possibilities. Besides that, I have Jim Shearer, who's a director, tuba player, and Mark Weaver. So by another tuba friend of mine. So all three of us will collaborate during the set at a certain time. I'll have three tubas coming out, and we're gonna play a section of this suite that I wrote.
Would that be the Tuba Trio Chronicles? The suite?
Yeah, well, the Tuba Trio Chronicles is based on the Tuba Trio originated by my mentor, Sam Rivers. Sam Rivers, great saxophonist. He was a leading member of what New York was called the Loft Jazz Movement, which was the avant-garde jazz movement, you know, that began around, you know, the 70s. Where musicians had concerts, you know, to protest the established concert series like the Newport Jazz Series, which was pretty much playing, you know, basically traditional jazz for many, many years, and ignoring the, so-called avant-garde jazz musicians. Instead of, you know, complaining and fussing and waiting for the phone to ring, they just began to do concerts at the same time these festivals were, you know, taking place.
Uh-huh.
And they would, and they were drawing, you know, a good percentage of people. The festivals began to get worried. You know, wait a minute, these guys are growing. The thing is, what I found and what most musicians find is that once you expose a person to the music that you're performing, no matter what it is, and let them make a decision. Let the musicians perform their music in front of a neutral audience, you know, with an open mind, and let the audience determine if the music is viable, if something they're going to like or something. These kind of festivals, were the impetus to, musicians that played avant-garde jazz being put on the main stage, and because of protest. Sam Rivers was an instrumental one. So he's definitely, you know, my mentor, and the music that we will be performing will be to honor his legacy.
We are definitely looking forward to hearing this, the tuba trio in its glory, and also the tribute to Sam Rivers, because as you say, he's a fantastic influence in jazz and an innovator. I do want to talk about the music a little bit. And if you're just joining us, we're talking to Joseph Daly here, who's going to be in concert this Monday, March 26th at the Atkinson Recital Hall. And it's a free concert. So we do know Jim Shearer, who is the tuba professor here at NMSU, and he kind of turned us on to a lot of your music here, Joseph. And I'm going to give Trevor the mic here to talk about some of the music that he heard. By the way, I know, Trevor, you used to play trumpet, and I know you still have some of those chops locked away. I try to get at them sometimes. So I know you two brass men can talk a little bit.
Yeah, one day I'm going to bust out that C scale, and you're going to be amazed. Yeah.
But Trevor, tell us about the CDs that you took on. And
we did talk about the Tuba Trio Chronicles. That's one of the ones that I heard, and very cool stuff. I definitely love the avant-garde, so I'm going to always be drawn to that kind of concept. And I also love the different concepts you present in your music, especially the Seven Deadly Sins. Just very intriguing, dark music. I was hoping we could talk a little bit about this and how it came about, and really, what inspired you?
I was lucky enough to get a McDowell Fellowship. The McDowell Fellowship is a fellowship where you go to the McDowell Colony in New Hampshire, and you they give you a whole month. You know, they lock you away in a cabin, and they provide lunch for you and dinner for you, and you pretty much during that time are completely free. There's no phone, no television, nothing. You just All you have is your studio setting, which I requested a piano, and I had a synthesizer, I had a computer. Thank you. I knew I wanted, you know, to write a big band piece because I wanted to do that. Was that Cemetery Latifah was my my first album. So coming into that, yeah, I was working with I'm still working with a band called Hazmat Modine, which is a very, very eclectic sounding band, which you play all different types of music from all over the world, and we kind of put it together and blend it like gumbo. It's like gumbo with, you know, all kinds of things that you won't normally expect. So I'm working with the band leader, Wade Schumann of Hazmat Modine, and he's also a very fine artist. He did a series of paintings based on the Seven Deadly Sins, and so I was very intrigued by those paintings and the concept of the Seven Deadly Sins. So what I did was I took a copy of the paintings, of all seven of these paintings of the Seven Deadly Sins. I took that with me, and then I began to do research, you know, historical research on the concept of the Seven Deadly Sins, how they, you know, what each sin is about and everything. Mm-hmm. And I used that to kind of like link all the music that I wrote down at McDowell. I kind of use that to link it together into a central theme.
It's challenging. It's worth hearing. You can't just put it on in the background. It demands attention.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, well, that's the reason a lot of people don't like what they call cutting edge music. Mm-hmm. You cannot, you know, be having a drink and talking over it.
No.
Right.
The thing is, when you come to this concert, you're going to have to, like, you know, I think we're going to play for an hour, maybe a little bit more. For an hour of your time, you have to kind of like drop everything else and just say, boom, I'm going to spend an hour of time, you know, listening to what's going on stage and see what happens. And what happens is that you begin to realize, wait a minute, this is something I normally would not go to hear, but I am here now, and I'm seeing it's not what I thought it was going to be.
And
that's been the general reaction, you know.
Oh, yes, of course. And there's, you know, there's a lot to hear. I actually started myself with Portraits because I'm a percussionist, actually, and I also play jazz and all kinds of. So I'm very familiar with Warren Smith, and this was just a treat. And also the Virtues as well. I'm also a composer myself, so this is a real treat to listen to this stuff. Yeah.
As a composer, you know, I hope you enjoy the compositional, because I spent a lot of time. I don't believe in writing a tribute piece for a musician after they're gone. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh no, but not at all. Know, what a great attitude!
Yeah, I mean,
what a great,
yeah. But I'm not one. But I said, you know, why are you going to wait for the person that died to write a tribute piece to him? I mean, the guy is right here. Write a tribute piece to him while he's still alive, so you can enjoy it and, you know, participate in it. and let everybody know that you really respect this person enough to write a tribute. Wish Percussion is a 5-movement piece that features Warren on all the instruments that he plays, and it's a tribute to him, while he's alive. And also did a tribute to my wife of 45 years, who at that time was alive. And I'm glad that I did it while she was alive, because a year or two later, I lost her.
Well, I think that's a fantastic perspective, because it's just something you can, something for them to enjoy and hear, and it makes it something more about life, I think, than remembrance or something that's sort of posthumous.
This is a great opportunity for people that wouldn't normally hear this music. It's in a free setting, so a lot of people are going to come out, and they're going to be exposed to this incredible music that I know I love so much. The show's going on, by the way, this Monday at Atkinson Recital Hall at 7:30, and as we've mentioned, it's free and open to the public with the incredible Joseph Daly and Warren Smith and Scott Robinson, and then Jim Shear is going to jump up there, and we're going to have 3 tubas at one point.
Hey, you can't have too many tubas.
Yeah. It's going to be 3 tubas and bass saxophone. We're going to form a quartet, and then Warren will probably be playing timpani. In fact, he will be playing. So it'll be timpani. That textural center will be timpani, bass saxophone, and 3. And 3 tubas.
Yeah, and I do want to point out to our listeners who many of them are versed in jazz music, if not musicians themselves, who are familiar with the baritone saxophone, but you're talking about the bass saxophone, which is a different instrument altogether. Yes. So I'm looking forward to hearing that.
Yes,
absolutely.
I am too. This is going to be a very very cool event, very cool show. I'm pumped, because I love the Barry sax, and I love the bass clarinet. And I got to tell you, I am not familiar with the bass saxophone at all.
It's
so
great.
I'm intrigued.
Well, listen, after you hear Scott Robinson play the bass saxophone, you will want to hear nothing else.
All right. That's awesome.
You think I have passion? You wait till you see Warren Smith and Scott Robinson.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. We're going to reach into the audience, and we're going to And we're going to try to move that audience, and you know, musically. And it's not going to be, you know, it's not going to be no jive show. We're going to play some serious music, and we relish this opportunity to be in New Mexico. You know, music is a very, very powerful tool, and it's a very emotional thing and a very spiritual thing, and it comes in all forms, you know.
Absolutely, that's the truth. Well, Joseph, thank you so much for talking with us tonight, Oh, absolutely. And we definitely look forward to this concert on Monday night. Again, it's this Monday night for your listeners who are listening to us. Monday, March 26th at the Atkinson Recital Hall on the NMSU campus. It's Joseph Daly in concert with his tuba trio. And this is a free concert at 7:30 p.m. You definitely will enjoy what you hear if... our conversation and the music is any indication, which is more than such, more than, you know.
Even though he's not going to have the 30-piece orchestra there, he's going to have enough instruments up there to fill a 30-piece orchestra.
When we tell him, when we come in there on Monday night, we're going to be smoking. So please come out and enjoy yourself, okay?
Absolutely. Right. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime. Call me anytime about anything.